一晃一个月过去了，2023年。
Time flies, and the new year, 1 month already passed.
所以我们每天都是神的恩典。
And every day, we have the blessing from our Lord.
今天是中国的端午节，元宵节，对，元宵节。哦，端午节，元宵节。
Today in Chinese calendar, it's our Latin festival day.
Yeah. 所以我们最重要的是神的儿女，但是呢，我们是血统是中国人的神的儿女。
And we are God's children, but we are also Chinese, so we are God's Chinese children.
将来在天上。神说各族各方各民都一同来敬拜赞美神。
And the Lord said, in the heaven, all nations from every corner will come together to worship our Lord.
我们不需要丢掉我们的民族的特点。
So we don't need to lose our identity.
但是我们要让耶稣基督来让我们的中华民族的传统被洁净被成圣，
But we want our Lord Jesus Christ to clean up our Chinese tradition history.
感谢主啊！今天呢，给大家传讲的题目是“不确定中的确据”。
And today I want to talk about this topic, the assurance in uncertainty.
你们会说，这个不确定怎么还有确据呢
？And you may ask.How could the assurance, inside assurance, there is uncertainty?
其实我们的生命，我们的生活充满了不确定。
Because in our life, there's so much uncertainty.
没有几件事情是我们能够有很大的把握的。
Nothing in our life that is 100% guaranteed.
如果你有一件事情你有很大的把握，这件事情一定会改变你的，对你生活会有很大的影响。
If something you have 100% guarantee, you have the confidence, that means this thing, it has a very big impact on you.
对于将来的事情，我们只能说可能会这样发生。
For the things that happen in the future, we can only say possibly.
没有一件事情是一定会发生的。
Nothing in our life is certain.
你们会可能会争论说那太阳明天从东边出来，这一定会发生吧
？You may argue that the sun will rise tomorrow or the east. That is sure.
是可以说是很大的概率，明天会出来。
And we can only say on a high probability that the sun will rise tomorrow in the east.
如果没有神的手托住它，它明天就会不出来了。神说天地都会废去，神的话一点一画都不会废去。
If our God does not use his hand to raise the sun, and the sun will not come up tomorrow in the east. So God's words, one word, no word will change.
所以连太阳都没有确据，明天一定会出来。所以这个世界啊，没有一件事情是你有100%的把握。会发生的。
So in this world, there's nothing that you can have 100% guarantee it is going to happen.
刚才说，如果你有一件事情你确定会一定会发生，如果你确定明天的这个彩票的号码会一定会是这个数字，那一定会对你的生活有影响。
And if you say that there are something that is 100% guaranteed.For example, if in the lottery that you can be sure 100%, then that will have a very big impact on you.
世人可能会就去，一定会去买这个彩票。
And you will probably buy this lottery.
但是今天呢，我们来讲的这个确据是100%的完全的肯定的会发生。
But today we are going to talk about assurance.That is 100% for sure that it's going to happen.
你们会说什么事情能够100%？只有已经发生的事情才是100%的发生了。
And you may ask, what is this thing that is going to happen 100% guaranteed? Only the things that already happened that will be 100% happen.
什么事情将来的事情能够有100%的确据呢？
What can be assured 100% in the future?
这件事情是对我们、对你、对我、对我们人是将来，但是对神是已经发生了。
And the thing that I'm going to talk about today is maybe to you or to us, it's a future, but to God, it's already happened.
我们的神是掌管时间空间的神。
And our God is the God who governs this space and the time.
好，我们来看一节圣经。
Let's read the Bible verse.
这节圣经是希伯来书，大家打开希伯来书第一十一章第一节啊，有圣经的，希望大家能够翻圣经。希伯来书第十一章第一节，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And in Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2 said.Now, faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That is what the ancient were commended for.
So, 我们人对一件事情有把握，有一定的确据，是根据我们的经验，我们的常识，我们的推理，我们相信，哎，这件事情将来会这样的发生，我们这样的做会有这样的后果。
So if we are assured of something, we probably based on our knowledge, our experience, that this thing is probably will happen.
这是根据我们的感官，根据我们的经验，根据我们的理性来做出的一个判断。
That is according to our knowledge, our experience, and our logical reasoning.
但是在这里讲的实底。和确据不是出于我们的感官，不也不是出于我们的经验，也更不是出于我们的理性的推理。
And in this scripture, the assurance and the certainty, it's not based on our experience, our knowledge.
这实底和确据它临到我们是因为信。
This assurance and this certainty,It is coming to us because we believe.
所以信就相当于一个第六的感官，对我们来说。
Our faith is our sixth sense.
对于什么的东西的实底，对于什么事情的确据呢？是我们所望之事，是将来的事，我们还没有看见的事。
What is this certainty and this assurance?That is the things, that is the hope that we have not seen yet.
或者是未见之事，什么是未见之事啊？这个世界神创造，是神创造的，这件事情我们中间没有一个人见过。
What are the things that we have not seen? The creation of this universe, nobody among us, we saw that.
那你怎么没见过，你怎么知道这个世界是神造的呢？
So you never saw God create the world. How do you believe God created the world?
你没神创造这个世界的时候，你在哪儿呢？
When God created this universe, where were you?
我们还没被造出来，所以我们没有见过。
We have not been created yet, so we never saw it.
但是我们有确据，知道这个世界是神造的。
But we have the assurance that God created this world.
虽然我们眼睛没有看见，
even though we did not ever see.
但是你这个确据哪来的呢？
So where is our assurance?
是从信而来的。
And it is from our faith.
所以这个信是对于未来的事，对我们不知道的事，一个很重要的，让我们得到这个确据的 一个渠道。
So our faith is very important for us to know that our future hope will happen to us.
所以每个人都希望啊，能够做的事情呢，啊，是对的事情。
Every one of us, we want to do the right thing.
我们也希望我们今天做的决定，我们明天不会后悔。
And we always hope that our decision today will not regret tomorrow.
啊，如果没有太大智慧的人呢，可能今天做的决定，一个星期以后就开始后悔了。
If we are not wise, and maybe we did something a minute ago, and we will be regret.
这个聪明一点的人呢，看得远一点的呢，哎，可能，哎，一年以后还不会后悔，两年以后还觉得对的。但是，啊，我们所说的这个你要做的这个决定啊，是一个啊对的，对你有好处的决定，是当你在死的时候还是觉得是对的。
And a wise person may make decision after a year later, and he still think it's right. But today we talk about the decision that even before you die, and you still believe that is the right decision.
这个是已经是很，这个是超出人的智慧了。
And this is beyond our human wisdom.
我们在这里讲到的这个实例和确据，是说你今天做这个决定，到你死以后面对审判的时候，你还是不后悔。
And today we talk about this assurance, this certainty that even though you died, you are before the judgment, and you still have no regret.
So, 我们人对于将来的事呢，只能是啊，去揣摩、去判断、是去推测啊、去啊，也只能说 cross our finger, hopefully, is right.
And we only can guess our future and hope that it may be right.
我们中间有很多的青少年。
And among us, we have so many youth.
神叫你们要听从父母。
And God asks you to listen to your, to be obedient to your parent.
为什么要听从父母呢？
So why we have to listen to our parents?
你们可能会说，他们很多地方做的也不是很好啊。
You may challenge that our parent may not do everything right.
这可能是事实。
And that is a fact.
但是有一件事情呢，哎，你应该听他们。原因是这个，因为你今天啊，将要走的路，他们已经走过了。
And there is one fact that we have to give to you is because today the way that you are walking, the journey you are walking, your parent already passed by.
所以你将来的事情你还对你来说还是一个不确定的，但是他们已经经历过了，他们已经尝过那个苦头了。
And some of the things it may be happened in your future, but your parent already have experienced.
所以就因为这一点，你也应该有智慧的去听从他们。
So even for this, then you want to listen to your parent.
对于我们中间做父母的呢，我们呢不要像我以前老是，我是对的，你听我的没错。
And for our parent here, and we don't always believe that we are right. You have our children have to listen to us.
那你这样讲的时候，他们会怀疑，他说，看你也很多事情也没做对啊。
And if you say the things this way, and your children will challenge you that you may not do everything right.
所以我们可以跟我们的儿女这样讲，说你这样做，我知道，根据我的经验，一定会有这样的后果。我吃过这个苦头。
So you are to tell your children that if you do things this way, and because I have experienced it, and I know that you will bear the consequence.
所以我们都希望能够将来的事情不后悔。
So we all hope that the things that we have done, we will have no regret.
谁知道将来的事情呢？
But who knows the future?
只有神知道将来的事情。
Only God knows our future.
所以如果我们知道神的旨意，我们照着他的旨意去行， 我们就会永远的不后悔。
So if we know God's view and we do according to God's view, and we will never regret.
在耶利米书第二十九章第十一节讲到说，耶利米书二十九章十一节说，神向我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Okay, Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11 said, For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper and you prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
所以我们第一点要告诉大家的是，神向我们发的意念是要赐福我们的意念，是要把平安赐给你，把喜乐赐给你，把幸福赐给你。神不是要让你受平白无缘的受苦。
So what God will pass to us is something that give us joy, give us hope, give us happiness. God does not pass suffering to us.
神是要把他的最好的东西赐给我们。
God want to give his best to us.
所以神的意念是好的。
So God's view is good.
这是神的意念是不会让你后悔的。
And God's view is to never let you regret.
神的意念呢，会让你蒙福。
God's view will give you the blessing.
那下边我们就会问了，说，那我怎么能够找到从这么多的选择里边，这么多不确定的因素里边，我自己有这么多的判断里边，找到哪个是神对我今天这个决定的带领呢？
So how can we find so God's certainty, God's view?Out of all these uncertainties, how can I find that view so that I can follow God's view?
有一个前提，你要找到神的旨意、神的意念的话，有一个前提是基础。
And the prerequisite that you can find God's view is the foundation.
就是在约翰福音第十七章，小林帮我找到一下。约翰福音第十七章第七章第十七节，对不起，说人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神。
So, John, book of John, chapter 7, verse 17, it said, Anyone who chose to do the will of God will find out.Whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
所以你要想找到神的旨意，这一个前提条件是你要立一个志。
So, the prerequisite that you can find God's will is that you have to make your decision.
你要立志做什么呢？
What decision do you need to make?
你要立志遵行他的旨意。
And you have to make a decision. You are going to follow his will.
你先要有一个志，不管你的旨意是什么，我都要遵行。
So you have to set your own decision that no matter what his view is, you are going to follow.
不管这个你的旨意是我喜欢的还是我不喜欢的。
No matter God's view, it's we like or we don't like.
不管这个旨意是我觉得对的还是我觉得有我有怀疑的。
And no matter the God's view is right or wrong in my own perspective.
所以你要立定一个心志，我要照着神的旨意行。
So we have to make the decision that we are going to follow his will.
如果你没有这个心志的话，你是找不到神的旨意的。
If you don't have this decision, then you cannot find his will.
在罗马书第十二章第一节。小林能够找到罗马书第十二章第一节说，保罗劝这些圣徒说，你们要将身体献上，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上， 当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
In Book of Rome, chapter 12, verse 1, it said, Therefore I urge you, brother, in view of God's mercy, to offer you your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
好，所以在这里说，献祭，它是一个活祭。这个很矛盾的。
So here we talk about the sacrifice, it's living, and this seems like in a conflict.
献祭都是把祭牲杀死才能够献上去。
If you give a sacrifice, you have to kill the sacrifice. How can it be living?
为什么保罗在说是活祭呢？
So why here, Paul said it's living?
他后面讲到当你这样的侍奉的时候啊，他就会查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。所以你只有当把你自己的身体献上，当作活祭，你才能够知道什么是神向你所怀的那旨意。旨意是何等的纯全，何等的善良，何等的可喜悦。对不起。
So if we serve the Lord this way and we view, have our act, it's holy and pleasing to God. And if we do things holy and pleasing to God, and we view, understand His will.
所以你要明白神的善良纯全是很喜悦的，是很好的旨意。你第一个条件是你要把自己献上，当作活祭。
So the prerequisite that we can understand the holy and the pleasing, to God, the God's will is that we have to sacrifice ourselves, send to Him.
所以要献祭，你就要去牺牲。那什么东西要被杀死呢？
If we want to present a sacrifice, some living thing has to be killed. So what is that?
我们的老旧人，我们自己的意思，你要把它杀死。
And that old me, that the old me need to be killed.
所以用什么方式 kill 它呢？用十字架。
And our old self need to be nailed to the cross.
所以你要想知道神的旨意吗？你要立志来遵行，你要立志说我要把我自己的意思把它抛弃，把它杀死。
So if we want to know God's will, we have to make our decision to follow His will. And if we want to follow His will, we need to nail ourselves to the cross.So that we can have our new self.
所以你如果没有这个前提的话，你是不可能找到神的旨意的。
If you don't put this in front of everything, and you cannot find God's will.
我们再来复习一下啊。第一点，神的旨意是好的，是善良的、纯全的、可喜悦的，对我们有好处的。
So let's review. God's will is good. God's will is holy.And it's just, it's a fool.
可能你今天看不懂，或者你今天觉得不舒服，但是从长远，从永生，一定是对你最大的祝福。
So when you understand God's will today, you may not feel comfortable, but you have to be sure that in the long term, for your eternal life, that is good. God's will is good.
是永远不会后悔的。
And you.Will not regret forever.
特别是当你离开这个世界的时候，你不会后悔。
Especially the time that you are leaving this world, you will not full of regret.
不会后悔。当你面对神的审判的时候，你会庆幸，说我真的是感谢，我遵行了神的旨意。
When you stand before God's judgment, you especially will not regret at that time.
我们怎么样找到神的旨意呢？一个前提条件，你要立志，你要立志把你自己的意思 把你的老的自己的判断自己的经验把它杀死。
So if we want to find God's will, we have to make a decision that we are going to nail our old self to the cross and get rid of our old self.
最后呢，来讲一讲怎么样来用排除法来找到神的旨意。
So how can we find God's will with the method, I call it elimination?
Yeah, elimination.所以我们看一下啊，帖塞罗尼迦 前书第五章二十一节啊，但凡事查验善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。神啊，第格林多前书啊，帖塞罗尼迦前书第四章第三节是神的旨意，就是要你们成为圣洁。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 to 22, it said, But test them all, hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, it said, It is God's view that you should be sacrificed, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
所以怎么样找神的旨意呢？你要排除你肉体的意思。
So how can we find God's will? We have to take this elimination method. Eliminate our the will of our flesh.
我今天讲这个道啊，是给你们讲的，更是给我自己讲的。
So today I'm preaching to you, but it's also preaching to myself.
是神教导我教导大家他来
and,
我们来一起来领受
and it is God who is teaching all of us so that we receive his teaching altogether
使我们再做事情我们可以查验出来神善良纯全和喜悦的旨意
so when we are doing things again and serving him again we will serve him that is holyAnd that is pleasing to God.
怎么查验呢？查验出什么东西是不讨神喜悦的？
How can we examine ourselves? Examine ourselves, find out what is not pleasing to God.
所以凡事查验，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21-22, here said, But test them all.Hold on to what is good, reject every kind of evil.
所以你要排除那些出于肉体的、出于不讨神喜悦的自己的意思。
So we want to eliminate all of the things that is coming out of our flesh that is not pleasing to God.
怎么排除呢？
How can we reject?
五个 W.
It's a 5 W.
加一个 H.
And plus one H.
首先是你要问一问你所做这件事情是对的还是错的。
So first, we want to ask if this thing that we are going to do is right or wrong.
你问你自己，如果有一个意念出来了，有一个想法出来了，说这件事情本身是对的还是错的，是符合神的圣经的教导，神的旨意还是不符合。
So we ask ourselves if some kind of thought come out and we ask God is this following his will or not
如果这一个测验过去了
if we pass
不代表你就可以做了
if we pass this test that does not mean so we can do it immediately
你要接着问第二个 W
and we need to ask the second W
就是 who 谁
so we want to askWho?
你做这件事情与你的身份是不是相符
And if I do this, is that according to my identity?
很多事情凡事都可行圣经讲但不都有益处
And then the Bible told us that we can do everything but not everything is beneficial to us
所以我们要 问一问，我做这件事情 是荣耀神呢，还是羞辱神？
So we want to ask ourselves, if we do something that is glorifying him or that is disgrace him.
以弗所书讲说，我们行事为人要用蒙召的恩相称。
And in the book of Ephesians, it's told us that Paul told us we have to do things according to our identity.
所以第三个，如果 who 也觉得还可以过去，如果有一个过不去，你就肯定这不是神的旨意。
If you pass this W test, then you can move on to the next. If any one of them you failed,That means you should stop.
接着是 when 啊，什么时间？
So the next question is when, what time?
对你做这件事情的时机是不是对？
If we do it in the right time,
说事情也对，想法也对，什么都对，但时机不对，也是不对。
If everything else, all the W's passed, but it's not in the right time, it's still not the right thing to do.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世界要为我们罪死在十字架上，但是他一直在说，我的时间还没有到，你们的时间是方便的。
And when God was among us, and he was coming to die for us, but he repeatedly told his disciple, the time has not right, not coming yet.
所以我们要查验神的时间。
So we need to examine God's time.
下一个 W 是 where,
and the next W move on to the next W is where.
Where 就是环境。
That means
地点。
The place, the environment.
就是这个环境是不是合适，是不是神的心意。
Is this place the right place for me to do this? Is that according to God's will?
如果你想。把一个事情讲出来，那是不是在当众讲这个环境好呢？还是私下里讲
？If you are going to speak about something, you want to understand what time is the right, what place is the right place to talk? Is right now before everybody, or it's in private?
所以环境很重要。问神。
So the place.
下一个 W 是 why。
And the next W move on, it's why.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
所以这要直接问你的动机。
So that is asking for your motivation. What's your motivation to do this?
你说我这件事情是好的，各方面我都觉得不错，但是你要问你自己，说你为什么要做这件事情。
So the next question you want to ask yourself, what's your motivation to do this?
我们人常常会给自己找一个冠冕堂皇的借口。
And we always find the excuse of ourselves.
耶利米书十七章第九节说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？这没有，对不起。耶利米书十七章第九节。So our heart is so fishy. We cannot recognize ourselves. 我们自己说，我问心无愧。
Jeremiah, book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse,
which
verse? Verse 9. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, it said, the heart is deceitful about all things.And beyond cure, who can understand it?
Yeah. So we 自己都有时候不知道自己你想的什么。
So we actually cannot understand what we are thinking.
我们自己给自己找一个冠冕堂皇的借口，觉得哎，我这样做是为了他好，我这样做是因为什么什么什么原因。
So we always find an excuse for ourselves to comfort ourselves that we do this for him.
你要深的挖出来你 那个 hidden agenda.
So we have to dig very deep to dig out our deep agenda, what we want to do.
那个最隐藏的那个诡诈的那个最黑暗的那个诡诈，你要把它挖出来。
And we want to dig out.
是不是神的旨意？
And we want to dig out deep.Dig out the sin, and then find out is this really God's will.
所以不要客气，不要对自己很怜悯，你要检查自己，常常说我是诡诈的。
So we got
我的诡诈我自己都不知道。
So we got to examine ourselves frequently, and then to find out that all the hidden agenda inside us.And sometimes we might not even understand ourselves.
所以这个 why 一定要过得去。
So we have to pass this why test.
你要求问神，说神啊，你知道我的心比我自己更知道。
So we have to always pray to our Lord and ask him, Lord, you know my heart. You know my heart more than I do.
当年耶稣基督三次问彼得说你爱我吗
And when the Lord was among us, he asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
前一次彼得说主啊我爱你的
And the first time Peter answered, Lord, I love you.
主接着问他说你爱我吗
And the Lord asked him again.
就问的彼得呢心里就开始发毛了
And then when the Lord asked him again, the Peter became nervous.
他就说了一句实话。他说主啊，你知道我的心，你知道我是爱你。
And then Peter said something, it is true. He said, Lord, you know my heart. You know my heart that I love you.
所以我们求问主，鉴察我们的心，把我们心中的诡诈挖出来。
So we pray to our Lord, and we pray to the Lord, He will help us to dig out our deceitful agenda deep in us.
最后一个是 how.
And the last one, that is the H test, how.
你的方式方法是不是对?
So we want to ask us, is that the methodology that we use to do the things is right?
所以如果所有的都能够通过那可能你可以去照着去做可能是神的旨意
So if you pass all the tests and you may do it following God's will
所以今天呢给大家一个查验神的旨意的方法一个是你要立志这个是前提你要立志遵行如果神给你启示了你一定要遵行如果你不立志遵行的话你不可能知道神的旨意
So today we talk about a very practical methodology to teach us how we can examine ourselves to find God's will and the first we have to set our decision we are going to follow God's will
愿神祝福我们我们一起来祷告
May the Lord bless all of us Let's pray
天父我们感谢你
Dear Heavenly Father we thank you
感谢你今天你把你的话语赐给我们
We thank you for all the word you give to us
让我们从今天开始立志